CBSI in the world. I'm John Batch with my colleague Gregory Copley of Defense and Foreign Affairs. He's just back from Europe to help me understand the news of AUKUS, much ballyhooed in California, in San Diego, the Prime Minister of Great Britain, Rishi Sunak, during a banking crisis, also there to shake hands with and greet the Prime Minister of Australia, Mr. Albanese, and the President of the United States, Mr. Biden. However, AUKUS is not just submarines, I'm told. I read from a most recent report, while the AUKUS pact is bigger than just a submarine agreement, the countries have agreed to help one another develop new technologies, such as undersea robots, quantum technologies, and AI. These capabilities are not the focus of Monday's announcement. Well, they're my focus. Is this what you mean by a global agreement? And is this what you mean by Australia has to re-industrialize to look to the future?
In a word, yes. The Australians have been working with the United States and Britain for decades on advanced technologies. Australia was very much a part of the original nuclear weapons program with the US and UK during World War II. And it basically opted out of it subsequent to World War II, but it was there providing the uranium for the nuclear program in World War II and beyond. Australia now has to rebuild that capability, not for nuclear weapons, but for nuclear propulsion and other and the ability to understand nuclear technologies. But Australia has been very engaged in the development of hypersonic weapons for some time, and that's now progressing with the United States in some close cooperation. This will give the Australian Defence Forces, particularly the Air Force initially, the capacity to launch more strategic offensive weapons against remote targets, particularly in this case, People's Republic of China. So these are going to be very key. Australia's been working at a cutting edge level on the development of unmanned submarines as well. And whilst this was not mentioned in any of the AUKUS discussions lately, we are going to see a separate force of unmanned large submarines, not of the scale of the manned submarines, but fairly large, long range, long endurance submarines capable of delivering an offensive payload into areas such as the Taiwan Straits or the Southeast Asian ASEAN Straits, and this will be significant as far as the People's Republic of China is concerned, and that will occur before Australia gets its new nuclear-powered submarines, the initial three Virginia-class ex-US Navy submarines, for example. So these kinds of technologies are going to be critical. The problem in Australia is that when in two world wars it was left to its own devices, it came up with innovative, overarching solutions. It built platforms, ships, aircraft, vehicles, and weapons. Today, it has allowed itself to be relegated as a component manufacturer to particularly U.S. aerospace companies. Yes, it builds very high-tech parts of F-35 fighters and Boeing 787 airliners and the like. But this is a far cry from being in control of your own destiny, building overall platforms. As we just discussed, Australia abandoned a very extensive automotive industry because it allowed those Australian automotive companies to be acquired by foreign manufacturers who, when it suited their overall economies, closed down the Australian production capabilities. So Australia has allowed itself to be, if you like, the high-tech sidekick to Australia, to the United States and Britain, when it didn't have to. So now it's going to have to start changing its thinking. And this is the subject of a book I wrote in about 2005 called Australia 2050, which was about how Australia starts to think as a middle power in the world, one capable of determining its own destiny and not just attaching itself like a limpet to the great battleships of the United States and Great Britain.
We're turning to the immediate threat in the Pacific, that is the threats by the People's Republic against Taiwan. Gregory Copley, editor and publisher of Defense and Foreign Affairs. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor,